Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We are discussing the rock and roll lifestyle between sets, but Amanda Warner is ready with her set. She records as MNDR. She has a busy week here at CMJ. She's with us tonight in the green space. Ladies and gentlemen, MNDR. MNDR, live on Soundcheck, our CMJ showcase in the green space. Amanda Warner, nice to see you again.
It's great to see you.
So, as you probably know or have heard through the grapevine, despite positive critical reaction to your record from, like, professional critics, we actually walked your album across the street to the Little Red Schoolhouse recently to take on some really tough critics.
The toughest.
Three fifth graders who had to listen to one of your songs, and you can find the full video of the results on our website at soundcheck.org. But I wanted to at least play for you a little clip of your toughest critics, who you folks here in the green space can see up on the screen. Take a listen.
Now I'm the bad judge. That's because it has a cool beat, but it's so repetitive and it gets stuck in your head. And
it's stuck in my head right now. It's still going through.
Faster, faster. Stop.
Her voice sounded like strained, but I still liked it. And
it was definitely a hip-hop song, maybe techno added into it. But it sounded like a robot singing.
Well, don't go aw. Sounding like a robot can be
kids like robots. They like robots.
That could have been the coolest thing that kid was thinking of. Wow, sounds like a robot. Amanda, what do you think?
Well, first of all...
Did they nail it or what?
Hip-hop is the first description usually I think of when I think of this music. But I will say that repetitive and him being upset that he kept remembering it was only a win for me.
All right. Now, Amanda, it is CMJ week, and I will get to our question about worst place you've ever had to sleep on tour in a little bit, but... For the moment, who's here in town that you're excited to see?
I am extremely excited about Toki Monster. She's a producer, broken hip-hop artist from Los Angeles. She just signed to Ultra Records, the label I'm on, and I adore her. Never met her.
Toki Monster is the name.
Toki Monster.
All right. We'll hear just a few seconds of Toki Monster to wrap up the first hour of our two-hour soundcheck special live from the Green Space. And in just a moment, back with more live music from MNDR. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we have an extended program tonight live from the Green Space, part of the CMJ Music Marathon, and we are back with the electropop artist MNDR. In the background, you're hearing a little bit of music from Dan Deacon. Dan is one of the many musicians who answered our question, what is the worst place you've had to sleep while on tour? And Dan writes, the Oakland Greyhound Station, or... outside on the highway in West Texas winter, unknowingly next to a dead deer. So Amanda's going to have a tough time topping that when we get to the big question of the night for her. But right now, I'm going to get back out of the way, and she's going to play the song that our tough critics were having such fun with. It's called Faster Horses, live from the Green Space, MNDR.
Sky fantasize, never compromise. Picture silver ink.
Thank you. All right.
Face to face.
Once again, live music from MNDR, Amanda Warner, and live performance on the stage of the Green Space, part of our CMJ showcase on Soundcheck, Blue Jean Youth, and before that, Faster Horses,
yes,
which is a quote from?
Henry Ford.
Meaning, in what context was he talking about faster horses? Was he at the racetrack, had a bad day?
He said, if I ask the people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses, which is generally the moment when an artist wants to just do their own thing.
Right. So instead of giving the people what they think they want, you give them something that they didn't realize they wanted.
You don't give the label what they want.
Yeah. Now, the moment of truth. We've been asking musicians about the worst places they've had to sleep on tour.
Good luck, Dan.
Dan Deacon next to a dead deer on the side of the highway there in West Texas. That was a good one. Here, Roseanne Cash. Listen to this. A bed and breakfast, and she puts bed and breakfast in quotes, on the outskirts of Milwaukee because there was a dentist convention and hotels were full. Really, it was a boarding house. I walked in and turned on the TV, and Jeffrey Dahmer had been arrested a couple of blocks away. I am not making this up. People find themselves in some pretty odd places and odd situations. Now, Amanda, as a touring artist, what's the weirdest place you've had to sleep?
Weirdest place.
Worst place.
Worst
whatever.
Place. All right. Well, two come to mind. And if y'all know me, I've been on the road for
a long time.
A long time. So I swear I got black lung in Chicago in a basement that was near a Saw movie.
sort of horror film, really crazy. But I would give the absolute gold medal to Sleeping in the Porn Theater in Portland, Maine. You're welcome.
I'm gonna go for it. There must be a story behind that.
Well, it used to be a porn theater, and then they converted it into a music venue in Portland, Maine. But we didn't have any place to stay, so he locked us in there.
But you live to tell the tale. So, yeah. All right. Now the music that you're playing tonight is, you know, a lot of this is, it has programming and sequencing and stuff, but it can also be played by a real band, real people.
Yes.
How expandable? I mean, how much of this? I guess what I'm saying is, how much room do you have as a live performer in this setting?
A lot. So we started, but we built it in order to be able to make it as live as possible, because I think it's important to have mystery and mistakes in music, because that's what makes it interesting, right, and reactive for an audience. And I have a band, and so it's all flexed out and all can do pretty much whatever. We're free.
We're speaking with Amanda Warner. She is MNDR, and she has also, you've served a stint as a fashion reporter for Spin Magazine during Fashion Week last month. What was that like?
That was a lot of fun, a bit of a duck out of water, I would say. But I really enjoyed it. I'd never gone to fashion events and met a lot of designers, and it was an awesome experience. So
did you, like, interview famous people, designers and stuff?
Yeah, like, actor, like, Adrian Brody, I didn't know who he was. Sorry. I didn't know. So
I didn't know he was a designer.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, that, and then some designers, and, you know, I think I brought a different perspective, maybe a more creative perspective. I don't know if anyone's going to hire me to do much interviewing in the near future.
All right, but so it felt good to get back on stage and back into the music game.
Yes,
after that.
We all want this. Yeah, let's just keep it here. We're much better here.
All right, so you want to do the title track, Feed Me Diamonds, from the record?
Yes.
You want to explain where the title comes from?
Yeah, it's... Well, it's inspired by Marina Abramovic, one of my favorite artists.
Performance artist,
yes.
Often and does very kind of audience-involving, almost transgressive types of performance art.
Yeah, very physical and uneasy. And she has been a big influence on my, and has influenced most projects I've been a part of. And when we were going through the making of this album and sort of the ups and downs and going through the process and having unexpected, exciting things like the Mark Ronson single and things like that.
Bang, 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 you're talking about?
Yes, and then at that point, it just seemed like all over the place, and I was reading, she was doing a retrospective of her work at the MoMA, and I was reading about her and with my partner, Peter Wade, and she said her father was murdered by being fed ground-up diamonds, and she claimed that's how they used to overthrow aristocracy, like kings and queens.
This is her in the former Yugoslavia,
yes,
where her father...
And I don't know how much of that... I know they're a political family, her father was. I'm not sure if that really did happen, but with this album, it's very political, and it has a lot of passion, and it's very honest record of ups and downs and heartbreak and fun, but also politics, and so that really brought this album together.
All right, well, let's hear a title track from MNDR's album Feed Me Diamonds, live performance on Soundcheck from the Green Space.
Take everything, reduce it all.
MNDR with the title track from her album Feed Me Diamonds live on stage at the Green Space, our CMJ Soundcheck Showcase. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm going to give you one more crack at the CMJ question. Another band here in town this week for CMJ that you are excited about and want us to hear.
I really want everyone to check out Cycle Buildings. They have a new video called Wonder Chamber, and they're one of my favorite groups to come out of New York and Brooklyn right now. Amazing, talented artist.
Cycle Buildings?
Cycle Buildings. New video is called Wonder Chamber, and the EPs are amazing, so get it.
All right, we'll hear a little bit to take us into a quick break, and when we return, Devo Band brings us some music that combines the sounds of Ethiopia and classic American funk. Stay with us. This is Soundcheck.